It's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day, and I have a few questions for you today. Are you a Democrat or a Republican? Are you progressive, libertarian, a war hawk, conservative? Should politics be kept out of the church? Should the church be kept out of politics? Should your pastor preach on abortion or homosexuality or transgenderism or social justice or critical race theory? How about you try tossing those questions around the Thanksgiving table this year and see how it goes? Those are hot button questions, especially in our day when the climate of the day seems to be set on divisive at any and all cost. But the reality is that at least the issues in the list I just mentioned are not only political, but primarily they are moral. And since they are moral, if your preacher is preaching the Bible, they will eventually get addressed as they should. But here's what is oftentimes overlooked: that preaching is to be aimed at the church in order to shape and maintain, in order to have a well-ordered life and community within a faith family, so that there is a brightly shining city set on the hilltop of the world, living according to the morality of God and the power of the Spirit of God, serves to be the alternative to living within the culture of the world. So before we seek to see these virtues displayed in our nation, let's strive to have these virtues established within the neighborhood of our own hearts, homes, and churches. When you pray today, please remember Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Acoma LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.